There is something about seeing someone's name in stone. That may be on a graveside marker, or in this case, a memorial to those who served their country. What took place here is an example to other communities of what can happen when a few local veterans decided they wanted to do something to honor servicemen and women. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As Jim Kahn explains, it all began with a conversation between two like-minded individuals.
A couple of veterans several years ago were visiting and decided that we needed a memorial to veterans in Alexandria.
They asked the city if they would get behind such an effort, which they did, and even offered a small piece of land downtown for the project. A small group of veterans began to work with architects and designers in town, many of them simply volunteering their time. Jim says one of the goals was to recognize the names of all local veterans.
We started out with a pretty small goal, probably less than 1,000 names, and we wanted to honor more of our veterans. And so we went to the Douglas County Historical Society, another collaboration, and they had a roster of around 6,000 names. We gathered all those names, going back to the Civil War, incidentally.
And that number grew when they continued to work to honor all who had served in the area.
And then we started advertising for new names for veterans more recently or were not on the historical roster itself. And we ended up with another 1,500 names. And by the time we got ready to engrave names in granite, we had over 7,500 names.
It's simple, yet impressive, garnering praise nationally and even internationally. An idea that other cities should consider if they haven't done so already.
Towards the end, we were almost sad that it was over because we had formed a business, albeit nonprofit, but was extremely fun and a lot of cooperation, a lot of talent from a lot of the veterans that are retired in this community now.
And you too can take a stop by the memorial to remember the service of those in this community and those across the country who have defended freedoms globally and at home. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.